the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Eye of the Lion podcast with your host, Kevin Castillo, where we strive to ensure that the knowledge reaches those who need it from those who possess it. I wanted to shoot this short episode in regards to a previous episode that I recently recorded with Mike Gillespie. That was my very first podcast with a guest. I plan to have many more guests. I have probably 30, 40 people on my list to interview. It's just a matter of I have a very tight schedule due to full-time job trying to make this podcast work, which I'm not going to try. I will make this work, I am going to make it work, and I'm going to enjoy the journey because I am tired of quitting on it. This would be, I think I've quit on a podcast two other times, but sometimes you just get fed up and you have to tell yourself, it's either I do or I don't. You know, there are no two options. You got to figure it out. But you see, I have these headphones on, and I have these on because the very first episode, I'm disappointed because of the sound quality, but I'm not really disappointed because I did something that many won't do. I didn't have everything planned out perfectly. I wanted everything to go perfect, but it didn't. And I want to encourage you that there's never going to be a perfect time. You just have to start and figure it out. Now, why do I have these headphones on? Because I've been messing a lot with my settings and everything and trying to figure out the best sound quality. I don't know that this episode is going to have the best sound quality, but I'm just going with it, and I'll just keep playing with it until I get it, you know, perfected. But in life now, everything's going to be perfect. You're going to have to start at some point. And I want to discuss something that I feel needs to be talked about that few people talk about. And I go back to the previous episode with Mike Gillespie, the many things he said about, you know, going to school, getting the good grades and everything, and doing what he thought was the definition of success. And one of these is a lot of people think success is money, but it doesn't necessarily have to be money. My version, the definition of success is being happy. And then you have to ask yourself, what does happy look like? Well, my biggest thing is like, having money is great. Money affords you to create a life that you want. But it also can have the opposite effect. And what I'm getting at is, we were taught, many, many people were taught, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a good paying job, get a house with payments, 2-car payments, start a family, get a dog, get into debt, survive on 1 or 2 income streams if you're married, take 1 week vacation a year, and then you hear it is what it is, or that's just the way of life. So who actually came up with that idea? That's basically what I fell into. I don't have 2 car payments. I have 1 car payment. I have a 2015 Honda Accord, 160,000 miles, and I'm not ashamed of it. You know, I don't have a car payment. So that's one less stressor I have to worry about. I will get a car eventually. I just don't know when. I typically, since I work in the automotive field, I know a thing or two about cars and how to maintain them and how to make them last. But who came up with this whole idea of what I just mentioned? Does making more money make you happy? Ask yourself, does more money make you happy? It didn't make me happy because I was raised to believe that the more money I made, the happier I would become. And do I believe that more money can make you happy? Yes. It depends what you're doing with it. And it also depends what you're doing as far as a career or business. I know that there's many people out there who own a business who are entrepreneurs that hate their life every single day. They drive fancy cars, have a big house, but at the end of the day, they're not happy. But then I also know people that make barely get by with a job, minimum income, and they're the happiest people you've ever seen. They're happy taking the 1 week, 2 week vacations a year. They're happy. Everybody's different. Not everybody's going to be the same. And one of the things is I've learned over time, I would say over the last 6 months, after really getting clear on what I want in life, what my version of success is, my definition of happiness is my biggest thing is I want time with my family, and I don't get that much. If you saw or heard the previous episode, I spend the majority of my time sleeping and working. I spend 30 minutes with my wonderful, beautiful daughter every day when I get home, spend about an hour, hour and a half with my wife, and go to bed and repeat the same cycle over and over. Am I currently in this state of doing this? Yes, I am. But the thing is I started this podcast to get information out there to the people that need it from the people that have the information to get out there. I have other things that I'm trying to obtain. I'm not going to discuss it. I have it in the works. But when it comes time to discuss that, you'll trust me, you'll know. But I've learned from the people that have what I want some important information. One of the things that you can do is if you want to save more time, you're going to have to spend more money. And if you want to save more money, you're going to have to spend more time. And what does that mean? What does that look like? I'll give you an example. For years and years, I've always been mechanically inclined. So I always felt that whatever broke in the house or on the car, I would go fix it, right? Well, what did that take? Time. It took away time from my family, took time away from my hobbies, took time away from doing things I enjoy. And then I realized if I want more time, I'm going to have to spend more money. And what do I mean by more time? More time meaning, I'll give you an example. The garbage disposal on the sink went out. Could I have fixed it? Yeah, sure I could have. But I didn't. I paid someone to come and do it. It cost me a lot of money. Could I have saved money? Yes. But what would I have lost if I would have saved that money? I would have lost time. But instead, I paid a little bit more extra money to have someone come and put one in. And I'm on the brink of paying somebody to mow my yard because that takes up about an hour of my time, but I'm not really for sure yet because I really enjoy putting my weighted vest on and getting that workout in. I don't have much time outside of work to do much. I try to do what I can as far as, you know, doing, you know, some push-ups here and there, you know, standing squats. But not only that, but I enjoy mowing my yard and getting that workout in. So what are you willing to give up to gain more time? What are you willing to give up to save more money? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And I want to go into something that I've heard recently. I had a conversation with somebody a while back and we were discussing money. And the thing is, he asked me, am I happy making the amount of money I'm making at work? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, why wouldn't you want to make more money if you could move up the ladder and get promotions? And I was like, well, number one, I value my health. And not only that, my mental health. And if moving up the ranks, moving up the ladder is going to take me away from my family even more stress, potentially have to deal with panic attacks, anxiety, I'm not willing to do it. I'm just not willing to do it. And the beauty of this day and age we live in, there's countless of opportunities to make additional income. you don't have to solely rely on one income stream. If you want to make more money on your day off, you can do that. You can go to thrift stores, garage sales, and flip them on eBay, Facebook Marketplace. If you want to go deliver groceries, you could go do DoorDash or Shipt. If you want to, you know, give people rides, you could do Uber or Lyft. There's numerous ways to make extra money, and you don't necessarily have to rely on one job to make your money. And it's easy to say, oh yeah, you can do this and this and this, but you have to be creative. I don't have a lot of time to really be creative. I have other ways too that I could, you know, make money. But the thing is that if you decide that you want to make more money, what are going to be the advantages and what are going to be the disadvantages? Is making more money going to take more time away from your family? Is it going to take more time away from what you enjoy? Is it going to take more time away from doing the things that you like to do? You know, a lot of times in this, depending on your job, the field you work in, a lot of times you could be a mess, a total disaster, angry, upset all the time because you don't enjoy what you do. But you realize that in order to make more money, you had to go and get that promotion after promotion after promotion. And I go back to Mike Gillespie because he kept getting promotion after promotion after promotion, more money, more money, more money. But he started to become more stressed, less time away from home, and he was unhappy. He wasn't fulfilled. And it wasn't worth it to him. If he could do it all over again, he wouldn't do it. So I ask you, what is it that you're after? You know, there's really no one-sided answer. Everybody's different. My answer is going to be different from your answer. Your answer will be different from somebody else. So what do you value more, time or money? If you're me, I value time. And I'm willing to sacrifice money to get that time. So what's important to you? What makes you happy? You have to ask yourself those questions, the hard questions. What is it? Now, I want to leave on this note. Whatever it is you want, you're going to have to sit in silence, close your eyes, and really figure it out. If you have a son, you have a daughter, look at them and ask yourself, do I want more time with them? Why don't I have enough time with them? What can I do to gain more time with them? And I'm just mentioning your family because that's what's important to me, family. And figuring out what it is you want is important. If you continue to go down the path that you were taught, you can only get so far. And unfortunately, you're going to have to break that cycle, break those generational curses to figure out what it is that you want. When you go into your job, are you smiling? Are you happy? Are you having a great time? Or are you miserable sitting there and just angry all the time and upset? And when I point fingers at others because you don't enjoy what you're doing. So I encourage you to explore your options. I have explored my options. I have asked myself the hard questions, and what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish is not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be extremely hard. Of course, I could go make easy money doing certain things, but it won't give me fulfillment. And not only that, but it's a short game. I'm more after long-term fulfillment, creating a legacy, creating an impact, getting my story, other people's stories out there to impact them. After my first episode with Mike Gillespie, I had someone reach out to me, and it was so amazing to hear that I made an impact on their day. And she 100% thought that I was a full-time entrepreneur based upon the things I post, the things I say, the way I act in certain ways. And I told her, I was like, I'm not. I have a full-time job, and I do this podcast on the side that I'm trying to grow. I said, this is my third podcast. I've tried and failed over and over and over, but for some reason I keep getting up and I realize that this is what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to be in front of a microphone. And the thing is I'm not for everybody and I'm okay with that. I encourage you that if I'm not for you, I encourage you to go find somebody that you resonate with, because I'm not for everyone. I'm going after the audience of the overwhelmed 9-to-5er who has been programmed with limiting beliefs, who wants to break the status quo. That's you. Continue to listen. I'm going to bring more content, more episodes your way. And I'd love to get to know you, set up a Zoom call, see what I can do to help support you. I hope you enjoy this episode and you got at least one golden nugget out of it. If you did, if you could share it with somebody and hopefully they can apply it to their life. And, but yeah, that's going to conclude this episode. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. So peace out, guys. I love you all. Take care.